Amen. Wonderful, wonderful service last night. I really enjoyed preaching the word to you last night. We came out of Matthew chapter number 9 last night. Two blind. Whenever I ask, had anybody ever heard the story of Jesus healing two blind men at one time? One hand in the whole house. Boy, it's a miracle, isn't it? Quite a miracle that we had last night. How that they perceived that he was the Son of David. How that they believed that he could get the job done. And then how they received their sight. During all that, we got to the end of that. We got talking about giving, and Brother BJ wasn't going to give me that pocket knife. Y'all remember that? Somebody give him, he got a yellow bone handle case double X pocket knife. And I just kept on and kept on. Tried to get it from him before he went to the baptistry. And somebody said, you ain't getting that case pocket knife from him, preacher. And I did. But whenever I got through preaching, I had a boy come to me and said, you know what a Leatherman is? And I thought, yeah, I know what a Leatherman is. I don't really like Leathermans, so I thought, this guy's been giving me a Leatherman. A Leatherman is a tool. It opens up. It's got pliers, and it, you know, it's kind of like a Boy Scout thing. It's got scissors and toothpicks and, you know, pick all kind of different stuff and the handle on it. He said, I work with them every day. He said, that's what I tote. And I thought, okay. Cullen, that's his name. Is he here tonight? Cullen, he here tonight? And he said, I don't carry a pocket knife. I said, okay. He said, but for whatever reason, he said, I put a pocket knife in my pocket today, and he said, Lord told me to give it to you. Woo! Well, it ain't over yet. Now, we was talking about how that you got to perceive the Word of God. How then that you believe that enhances your soul and then you receive. We want to receive some things from God this week. And all of God's people said. Amen. And so we learned, we thought about that last night. We took that in. Your worship will never exceed what your soul has already perceived from the Word of God. You want to worship this week? Say amen. We're going to have to let the Word of God into our souls before we can ever worship. Well, another guy came by me and put something in my hand. On the way home, my wife said, I'd like to have that Taco Bell up there at Fulton. I said, man, that'd be good, wouldn't it? So we pulled over in there and ordered, and I reached down in my pocket. It was $8 something for the meal that we had ordered, and I pulled out, it was two $5 bills. So I just handed it to the girl there that was at the window, and I said, you just keep it all. And I thought I'd give a little bit more back to the Lord. Then all of a sudden, the Lord touched my heart on the way home. Or maybe I thought it was me. You know, the Scripture says it's better to obey than to sacrifice. You know that. And I'm going up 78, and I'm fighting inside myself. I'm thinking, is this thing a sacrifice, or am I obeying God? Because what I was thinking was I need to buy a gift certificate and try to challenge the people in the church to bring a visitor tonight. And I thought, well, Lord, I'll just forget about it, because I'm pretty good at forgetting stuff. Anybody else in here like that? I mean, I can go brain dead, son. I mean, drop a hat. And I know you preachers that way, amen? And I thought, well, if it's me, I'll forget it by morning time, but if it's God, I won't be able to let it go. So I woke up this morning and got the Scripture out, and I ain't no more than opened the Bible, and there it was. You need to get a $100 gift certificate. And I thought, man, yeah, I'm going to be able to outgive God. So I went ahead and got that $100 gift certificate for whoever it is that got the most visitors here tonight. And we're fixing to give $100 away. Ha! Now, I'm not talking, you ain't got to go to McAllister's or Subway with a, you know, this thing, one of them Visa. Okay, I knew y'all would help me out there. They know what that is. And I thought, well, I don't believe that yellow handled pocket knife's worth $100. And that other 10 probably, both of them together probably ain't worth $100. So I'm going to outgive God. So I went to therapy this morning and worked on my arm a little bit more. And then whenever I left there, I run right past Dollar General. They ain't even thought about it. And went downtown at crew, and I'm headed toward the house. And all of a sudden, the Holy Ghost got in the truck with me and said, you're not going to get that $100 gift certificate you was talking about. So I turned the truck around. I went back up there, and I got that $100 gift certificate. I left there, went right back downtown at crew. I thought, I'm going to run around by Daddy's house because we always go up New Ibnan. We cracker connoisseurs, just little saltine crackers. I don't like Red Box Zesta no more. They don't put no salt on it. They're always flat. I have found some of them like a save lot thing in a yellow box, $1.19 up there at Reed's in New Albany, and we'll buy about 4 or 5 boxes at a time. I got 6 boxes, and I thought I'll take 3 of them, Daddy, and I'll take 3 of them to the house. So I went down to Daddy's house. And he's looking at his fishing stuff. And he said, son, I got something I got to give to you. I said, what are you talking about? And I thought I had outgive God. I said, Daddy, why are you giving me a fishing pole? He said, God told me to give you a fishing pole. I said, are you serious? He said, but I got 2 of them. I'm supposed to give you 1 of them. Ain't that something how God works? I mean, all that's happened in the last few hours. And I don't know what God's going to do tonight. But I sure am looking forward to it, amen. The Lord, give the Lord a hand. You can't outgive God. Now, who brought a visitor with you tonight? We got one right there. How many you got? How many did you bring? You got 11 visitors here tonight? Are you serious? You got more than 11?
No.
Well, that's fine. How many you got? You got 1. And all of God's people said? Now, I got some visitors here tonight, and I thought the Lord's going to give me this visa. This visa is going to be mine. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7... I got 8, but I didn't beat 11.
You can't beat 11.
Can't beat 11. Anybody else got a visitor here with you tonight? All right, I'll tell you what the Lord told me. I'm going to get another one of these things tomorrow. We're going to give another one away tomorrow night. So y'all going to go out and get some visitors and bring them tomorrow night. There you go, brother. What is it? Give it to her. Do what?
See if we can get more than that tomorrow.
That's good.
Amen.
I'll take more
tomorrow. That's good. So tomorrow night, we're going to have 2 of these. She has said we're going to give it. I'm going to put her right there. Ain't no telling what the Lord's going to do tomorrow night. Ain't no telling what he's going to do tonight. Amen. Ain't no telling what he's going to do tonight. I'm looking forward to it. John chapter number 21, if y'all would stand with me as we look inside the Word of God for just a minute. Then we're going to have an invitation going to last till about midnight. We're going to worship the Lord for a while, amen. Get them singers back up here. The Bible says in John chapter number 21, verse number 3, Simon Peter saith unto them, I go a-fishing. And that pole up there wound up with us in this miracle tonight. I've been struggling all day. I got up reading the Bible this morning. I ain't figured out to yet what we're going to preach. Finally, I turned around, went back, got that gift card, went down there. My dad, he handed me that fishing pole, and the Lord said, now you know where to go preach it. All right. The Bible said, they say unto him, we also go with thee. They went forth and entered into a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Then Jesus saith unto them, children, have ye any meat? They answered him, no. He saith unto them, cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Therefore that disciple whom Jesus loved saith unto Peter, it is the Lord. Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girt his fisher's coat unto him, for he was naked, and did cast himself into the sea. The other disciples came in a little ship, for they were not far from land, but as it were 200 cubits, dragging the net with fishes. As soon then as they were to land, they saw a fire of coals there, and fish laid thereon, and bread. Jesus saith unto them, bring of the fish which ye have now caught. Simon Peter went up, drew the net to land, full of great fishes, 153. And for all there were so many, yet was not the net broken. Jesus saith unto them, come and dine. None of the disciples durst ask him, who art thou? Knowing that it was the Lord. Jesus then cometh and taketh bread and giveth them, and fish likewise. This is now the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples after that he was risen from the dead. Lord, we pray that you give us an understanding of your word tonight. Lord, show yourself in this place tonight. God, let us get right with you tonight. Lord, thank you for being alive. God, thank you that the grave did not hold you down. God, I thank you tonight, Lord, that you're a risen Savior. Lord, we praise your holy name tonight. All these things we pray in Jesus' name. By his precious blood we pray, and all of God's people said, amen, amen and amen. You may be seated. As I began to look at this scripture tonight, I thought, what a nominal miracle that it is. Just a little nominal miracle. And then I got to thinking, you know, there's really no nominal miracles. Every miracle that God has ever done, for whoever he did it for, became a major miracle in their life. But I want to look at this tonight in light of it being a light miracle. Here he is with the disciples, and they have caught nothing. They fished all night. And very familiar passage that we cast the net out on the right side, and there we find those fish and we bring them in. Boy, I'll tell you what a wonderful morning they had whenever they found Jesus standing on the shore. What a wonderful time they had whenever that night had produced nothing, but in the daylight time now they have a net full of fishes. I'd like to go to verse number 10 and use it for a text verse tonight and preach to you just for a little while on this thought. Jesus saith unto them, bring of the fish which ye have now caught. Bring of the fish which ye have now caught. I first looked at that and I thought, my. Why in the world would Jesus need their fish? You remember he's taken a few fish and loaves of bread and caused it to feed thousands before, but here we have just 11 disciples and Jesus asking them, he's already on the shore, he's already cooking fish, he's already got bread, and he's asking them to bring of the fish which ye have now caught and add it to what he's already got cooking. I thought, that's the weirdest thing. That's the weirdest thing. These disciples are having the morning of their life. They have pulled in the largest catch that they've ever had. They're struggling with it, can't even get it in because there is so many fish that is in that net. And then whenever they do get it in, Peter's already on the shore with the Lord. They grab the net in the little boats and they begin to haul it toward the bank. They don't even have it out on the bank yet. And Jesus says, go ahead and drag it out. I found all of that kind of strange to myself, but I find these disciples are in a state of growth. They are beginning to grow in their spiritual life. We noted last night that we must perceive the Word of God in order that we might believe the Word of God, in order that we might receive things from God. But one thing that I did not mention last night was how that obedience plays also into that area of our growing. How that we must be obedient to the Word that we have received. Without obedience, you're never going to grow. You can't learn the Word of God from Genesis all the way through to the book of Revelation. But unless you take what you have learned and put it into shoe leather, unless you take what you have learned and begin to be obedient to the voice of God through the Word of God, somebody say amen tonight. Unless we obey what God has for us to do. If I had left ECRU this morning and not turned around and gone back and got this gift card for tonight, I'm going to tell you I never would have received that fishing pole that was given to me, and I'd still be struggling with where we're going to preach tonight. Somebody praise the Lord. I know that He's got this message for us tonight. Obedience is very important in the life that we live for God to be able to give to you and to bless you and for you to be able to receive. You're not just going to have to perceive and learn, but you have to be obedient to what you've been given in your life. God has a mighty big world for you to go out into and live your life, but before you can do it, you've got to become obedient unto Him. They're growing, but they're having trouble. Can I get an amen on some trouble? Amen. They're growing, but they're fished all night and they have taken nothing. They have not caught. No, we're not talking about just any normal fisherman like me. I go out on a lake. I've struggled trying to catch something. My brothers, they're pretty good at it, but I don't have any idea what I'm doing. I just go out through there just try. I watch what they're doing and then copy. Boy, that hurt. Yeah. What kind of bait you got there? How you got that tied on? How deep? What kind of line you got? Is that a quarter ounce? Is that an eighth ounce? Is that a 16th ounce? Do I need to go to a half ounce? What? Are you fishing that? How far below your cart? Can I get an amen? How many inches? And are you wiggling that thing this way? Are you just letting it sit out there? You got anybody fishing in here tonight? Well, I just want to learn whatever. These boys knew how they have lived their whole life on the Sea of Galilee. They've lived in the city of Capernaum, a fishing village right on the side of the Sea of Galilee. They know every shelf. They know every drop-off. They know every tree and every stump that's in the lake. They know what time of the year that the fish are going to be shallow, and they know when they're going to be deep. They know when they're going to school up, and they know when they're going to be scattered out. These boys know how to fish, when to fish, and where to fish. They didn't go at night just because it was the only time they had to go. They went at night because they believed that they could receive a drought in their own might and power, but they caught nothing. But then all of a sudden, a voice from the shore says, "Children." Well, I found that strange. These boys 30 years old. They got their own boat. There's 11 of them. Ain't just one of him standing on the bank. I'm going to go ahead and confess to you, I looked it up in the Greek just to make sure it was right. He looked at them boys out there in that boat and he said, "Children." Peter said, "Who's that calling me a child? I've been fishing this thing all my life. What you calling me a child? Have you any meat?" And all of a sudden, old swelled up Peter said, "None. We out here doing this thing on our own. We got nothing." How many of you been ever going after something for God, but you're sacrificing instead of obeying, and it just ain't working out. It's not a bad thing to sacrifice. It's a good thing to want to give sympathetically towards something, but it's a whole lot better to know it's the voice of God and you begin to obey what God wants you to do. Woo! If you begin to hear the voice of God and obey the voice of God, then you'll begin to see some fruit that'll take place and come into your life. These boys are having trouble. In verse number 4, we see that the morning was now come, and that Jesus stood on the shore, but they knew not that it was Jesus. They did not have any communion with the Lord. Hadn't had any. 40 days he'd been up out of the grave. This is the third time that he showed himself unto them. He came through the wall, amen, and had communion. Hey, there's been different things that's gone on, and the Lord has been mentioned, and they've seen him, but they his voice. Wow. Woo! You've got to stay close to him, amen. You've got to stay near the word. You've got to become obedient. And once you become obedient one time, then the Lord will say, hey, I got somebody over here that's wanting to get close to me. And he'll give you another something to do. And you become obedient to that. And before it's over with, you have grown in close to God. And you will know who he is whenever he begins to shout out from the shore, have ye any meat? No communion. In verse number 5, they had no catch. They were having trouble. But not only that, in verse number 6, in this growing time with that trouble came some trusting. The Bible says in verse number 6, he said unto them, cast the net out on the right side of the ship, ye shall find. And they cast therefore, amen and amen. They did not wait, they did not hesitate. They said, this guy's called us children, but I got a feeling that there's something going on, amen. Let's take our net. I know that we've got toiled all night and we've caught nothing. Nathaniel said, Peter, what do you think that you're doing? We've already rolled these nets up. You want us to let it down? You know that these fish have already scattered in the daylight. They were schooled up last night where we could have caught them. But now you want us to let down the net one more time. And we've worked all night and I'm give out and I don't want to do it. He said, yeah. But he said, I believe I heard the voice of God. Amen. I believe I got a word from God, and I believe this is the way that we... Let's give her one more try. Amen. Let's get her down one more time. Let's see if God's going to do something. Hey, how many of you done give up on God tonight? Maybe you let him try one more time in your life. Obey him, amen. Follow him. Let the net out on the right side. A growing time. But not only that, in verse number 11, Simon Peter went up and drew the net to land full of great fishes, 153. And for all there were so many, it was not the net broken. John's recorded this. John's a fisherman too. We see them growing, but in verse number 11, I see them glowing. Now, they've obeyed him, and all of a sudden, ding-dong, somebody turned the light on. Amen. Can you imagine what it was like? They let that net out all night, and they've been dragging that thing around, and there's nothing going on. It's just dead church. They just dragging this thing around, just doing whatever they can. And all of a sudden, they get to obeying God, and they let that thing out. And next time they let it out, they're dragging that thing around. It's already daylight. They don't think nothing's going to get in that thing, because the daylight come, them fish scattered. We ain't going to get no fish in the net. This is senseless. But all of a sudden, something goes. And Peter said, I believe we got something in that. I believe something's in the net. Something's in the net. Somebody better get a hold of this thing. Amen. They begin to pull, and they begin to pull. And then all of a sudden, Jesus, after they done drug it up on the bank, Jesus said, bring some of them up here where I put it in with my stuff. Get some of what you got. And I love the way he said it, too. Verse number 10. Bring of the fish which, I circled that word ye. Bring of the fish which ye have now caught. They really did something, didn't they? Who put them fish in that net? But the Lord is interested in them. He's got a heart for them. And he goes ahead and gives him the credit for what he's done. Bring of the fish which ye have now. Peter pulls them things up on the bank, and I'm telling you, there's a fish that's flapping over here, and they flapping over there. Oh, Peter gets to dancing around them fish. Wow! He said, look at here, man. What's done happened up here? I think the Lord was standing over there by the fire, and he was laughing too, amen. I think he's having the time of his life watching Peter dance around them fish, watching the rest of them. Don't let that get back in. Get him up here on the bank. And they run around swatting them things up on the bank. Make sure that don't none of them get away. And the Lord's over there by the fire. And he's watching these disciples. And they having the best time. They are laughing, proud. They hollering. And they praising the Lord for all that he's done in their life. And Jesus is just having them old angels done come down out of heaven. And they watching from the clouds up above. And them angels done got to clapping their wings together. And are praising God for all. Because the Son of God is so pleased that these disciples have decided to follow him. They have become obedient unto him, and they have received, amen. They have received a blessing from on high. I'm glad God's in the giving business, amen. I thank God. I had Brother Caleb tell me just the other day. He said, Brother Andy, he said, fella, give me something. He said, I know it's more than it's a bunch for him. He said, you done told me before. He said, somebody gonna give you something. Don't ever shun anybody. It don't matter what they give you. Don't tell them you don't need that. Somebody tries to give you something, you be a blessing to them and you be thankful. You be thankful for what? Because you don't know how much that may mean to them. God, if they're obeying God and doing that thing, the biggest blessing they're going to have is to watch you take that into your hand and act like a fool for a little bit, amen. Act like a knucklehead for a little bit. Shout and holler, well, thank you, Jesus, for whatever that God's give to you. These old boys is slapping them fish up on the bank. The Lord's bragging on what they've done, bringing the fish which ye have now caught. They're glowing. Happy today, and the sun shines bright. The clouds have been rolled away, for the Savior said, whosoever will may come with him to stay. And whosoever surely meaneth me, surely meaneth me, oh, surely meaneth me. Whosoever surely meaneth me, whosoever meaneth me. Peter felt like he was the only one there. The Lord had done drawed him in. He had obeyed him. He had received a blessing from God. They were growing. They were glowing. But let me say in closing tonight, they were giving. Verse number 10. Bring of the fish which ye have now caught. They were giving. I called my daddy whenever I stumbled up on that a few weeks ago. I said, Daddy, I said, they pulled 153 out. I've studied it for years. I've never figured out why it was 153. If you got something on it, please share with me after church is over with tonight. Why is it 153? I said, Daddy, how many fish do you think they pulled out of there and took up there to Jesus? Split second later, he said 16. I said, 16? He said, yeah, how many fish do you say it was? I said, 153. He said, you don't think they took 15, cut a third of the tail off of one, took it up there, do you? Because that's what a tithe would be. I said, you think they rounded up? He said, without a doubt. See, most folks would say, well, there's 11 of us, so we'll just give 11. But we know God wants tithe. So they pulled the 16 out and took it and gave it to Jesus. That's good. The blessing of giving. I thought about it. And I thought about I guess the best Christmas that I've ever had is our musicians began to come. I was in revival, North Mississippi, and I preached one night out of John chapter number 1. And I preached on, see what I'm saying, because John called Jesus, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. I studied on that Word, you know, why did he call him Word? Because heaven had spoken. Heaven had been trying to say for Genesis all the way through the Old Testament, had been trying to tell the world how much God loves you. And then all of a sudden when Jesus was born, it was like it was a thought in the Old Testament, but when Jesus was born, it became a spoken word. So I preach, see what I'm saying. God let everybody see what he was saying in the Old Testament when Jesus was born. Therefore, John called him not a thought. He didn't say in the beginning, he didn't say that Jesus was a thought. He said he was a word. Clearly spoken now. The plan of redemption has hit the ground. Little old boy in the front row had big, thick Coke bottle glasses. I mean, woo, big ones. He's real skinny, little bitty guy. He was real enamored by that sermon. So we left out that night, and he'd tell me, see what I'm saying? He'd look up at me, and I couldn't even see his eyes hardly. Well, I went to Lowe's because my wife was cooking fudge, and since she was cooking fudge, I figured I'd fix the ceiling fan. Finally, after years of it going click, 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 click. So when I took the light fixture off the bottom of it, it wasn't like I figured it would be. It just had them. And whenever I took it loose and dropped it, the whole light fixture went. And we got ceramic tile on the floor, so we ain't got no globes no more. We ain't got no bulbs. We got busted glass and fudge. She said, you better hope that none of that glass go in my fudge. I said, baby, I'm hoping bad. I'm praying that none of that glass go in your fudge. I said, I'm going to Lowe's. I'm going to get us some globes and some bulbs. I'm going to fix that thing. She said, all right. She didn't find no glass in it. I went into Lowe's, and I thought it's going to cost me as much for bulbs and globes as a whole stinking ceiling. I thought I was going to have to buy a new ceiling fan, take a light picture off. But anyway, I'm fussing with God about all the how much it was. And all of a sudden, I turned around and the bulbs, they got 49,000 different bulbs. And I can't figure out which ones fit. And it's got them little ends about big as your little finger. Y'all know what I'm talking about. It ain't got just, they used to make one kind of light bulb, and now they got, and I'm standing there looking at all them light bulbs, and I'm scratching my head thinking, well, I think these are the ones I need. Then they got 1,200 of them. I got to figure out which one it was, and all of a sudden I felt somebody tug on my coat, and I looked around, and there was them big glasses, and he looked up at me, and he said, see what I'm saying? And look, I'm serious, a heart attack.
Yes, sir.
And I thought, what? Boy, where did he come from? He said, and he don't talk. He wouldn't talk much. He's real shy. He said, my mama is in the bathroom fixtures. And I said, you want me to go see her? And I said, well, let's go. And I just got a bulb, you know, I don't know. I give up. I just don't get something. I went back there and I shook his mama's hand, and she was in there and buying the bathroom faucet gone out. She wasn't in them price fisters. She's looking at them deltas. You know difference? Yeah. I get them white boxes, got that red writing on it. She's getting one of them, got pictures on it and all that. I thought, wow. And then I had to go back around and get something else, and whenever I got up there, they was at the checkout. And she run one card, and the girl behind the counter, and she got another card and handed, and And she got one more card out and handed it to her, and she run it, and she went. She said, well, I got one more in the car. Let me go see. And she got the little boy with the glasses, and they took off out in the parking lot. And the Holy Ghost, he said, you can. And I'm thinking, that could have been out of sympathy. That might be sacrifice instead of obedience. And then all of a sudden he tugged on me on the other side, and he said, no. He said, you can pay for that. And I said, all right, Lord. And I went up there to the girl that was checking out, and I said, just put mine with that other stuff. She said, oh, that's this other woman. I said, I know. I said, but put it all with mine and run it together. She said, but that's her. I said, I know. I said, but when she gets back in here, it'll be paid for, and you just give it to her. And I got it all paid for, and I went out, you know, them big glass sliding doors. And I got about 30 yards out there in the parking lot, and I turned around, and I looked back, and she had gone in the entrance door and come around to where the checkout was. And the girl that was checking, the black girl, she pushed it across there, and she said, and I watched her, and the girl said, and all of a sudden she just dropped her head and just standing there weeping. She can't even pick it up. She just crying her eyes out. And the girl comes out from around behind the counter and comes over to where she is, and she just smothers her up. And they're standing there hugging each other, and they're boo-hoo crying, and I'm standing in the parking lot crying, looking back. And all of a sudden, I seen that little old boy again. And he was standing right by both of them women, and he was looking up at them. It's the best Christmas to me that I've ever to give is better than to receive. I want us to receive, but we're going to have to be obedient in giving. They called me to go back to that church and preach a couple of years later. And when I got in there that first night, I did not recognize that young man. He had gone from being 10 or 11 years old to about 13 or 14, and he'd got him some different glasses, and his hair was different, and I knew it was him. I could tell by looking at it, but he had grown about a foot, and he walked up to me that first night and shook my hand, and he was real polite. And he sat by his mama like he always did. I preached that message that night. And whenever I gave the invitation, I looked, and that boy stood up and came to where I was. And this time, whenever he got a hold of my coat, he said, Brother Andy, he said, it's time for me to get saved, and I want you to help me. I had no idea how good it was going to be. Whenever the Holy Ghost tugged on me and told me to pay for a Delta faucet at Lowe's that night. But whenever that boy got through praying that night and asked Jesus to come into his heart, I thought I was going to have a come apart. Give me some of your fish. He didn't have to have me pay for a Delta faucet. He didn't have to have 16 fish from 153. But he so wanted them to know what life is all about. He so wanted them to understand what real love is, to be able to not only give, but to live. And that's what happens in those next three verses. If y'all will stand with me as they begin to play. The altar's already open, and I want to read you. Jesus saith unto them, come and dine. None of the disciples durst ask him, who art thou, knowing it was the Lord. Jesus then cometh, taketh bread, and giveth them fish likewise. This is the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples after he was risen from the dead. Did Jesus, show ourselves to you.